This is Marina Pacini interviewing Edward Loper for the Archives of American Art at Mr. Loper's home in Wilmington, Delaware on May 12, 1989. My first question is, could you tell me something about your family and your background?
Well, I was born in Wilmington, Delaware in 1916, on the east side of Wilmington. At that time, Wilmington was not a very large city. We lived near the edge of the city. We lived in an area that was called 11th Street Bridge, which was where Governor Prince Boulevard now runs through. My family were people who worked in the brickyard. And when I was quite small, I used to go watch my grandfather work in the brickyard, what they called setting the kiln, which was putting bricks in the piles inside of an oven so that they would cook the bricks. Mm-hmm. And the other members of my family also worked there. And we used to carry breakfast to them out to the brickyard early in the morning before going to school. And at that time, I had to walk through large fields of daisies on the way to the brickyard. And you would walk along, and as you went through the field, you'd feel the daisies hitting against your knees. My great aunt had taken art lessons somewhere when I heard later as I got a little older, and my uncle, who was quite talented in many kinds of things, he used to send my mother back drawings from whatever city he was living in. He was traveling around quite a bit, and he would make drawings of different things, and my mother used to be so proud of how he worked. And I suppose that got me a bit interested, trying to do something to please my mother. And so I used to do drawings and things and copy pictures quite early. And I remember getting some mud together and carving a sculpture of a Ben Franklin when I was quite small. But that's about the earliest thing I can remember I did do.
How old were you when this was happening, that you first started?
I suppose that happened when I was, around 10 or 11, because it was when I used to sail kites all the time. I'd rush home from school and get my kite, and I'd go out. And in the area where the highway is now, there was sort of a dump, and they would dump all the piles of mud out there that they would dig out of holes when they were doing construction. And I used to sail my kite in that area, so I take a big hunk of clay that was all dug up in one big piece and then start carving with it. So that's about the earliest I remember doing any direct work. But when I was even smaller and I was in the house where we lived on, which was on 13th Street, we lived there until I was 4 years old. And I remember making boats and sailing them in the ditch near the house. This was right after the war, the First World War. And so we'd make all kinds of boats and sail and try and, the people all were very much interested in the war and how the boats did and that other people did. So that's about as early as I go.
Were you having any art classes in school?
We had art class in high school, but the art classes we had in high